welcome to Come Together San Diego, the live local show on K-Praise designed to explore what unity in the body of Christ sounds like within our communities and beyond. Don't just listen to it. Be a part of it. Now, here is your host, Bible teacher, writer, broadcaster, and lover of God, Kaz Taylor.
Well, hello, my friends. I'm beaming because every show we have an opportunity to bring you different nuances of different things that are going on in this world that you may not have an opportunity to hear otherwise. So that's our mandate here on Come Together San Diego. We got a tremendous topic for you today. You know, things are going on in the world. Some of the things are going on literally above ground, and others are happening, and when I say underground, I mean literally underground. We're going to talk more about that as we talk about the topic of dealing with ministering to trafficked women and others, what's happening in that light, but also what has brought us to this point where we need to deal with trafficked women because women are actually being trafficked. You may not have known that in your past, but it's true more than ever before, and some of the stuff that's been going on underground has been going under your nose and you didn't even realize it. We're going to talk about that, and I've brought two co-hosts slash guests with me on this show for the whole 2 hours, 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific time. Michelle Winder, Unredacted Truth. She's also doing a podcast herself. Hello, Michelle Winder.
Hello, Kaz. I'm honored to be here.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Michelle and I have known one another for a decade
long
or so.
Time.
Long time. So I know when she'll laugh at my jokes and I know when she won't. And I will.
I try.
I'll straighten her out during the commercial breaks. And a man whom you may not have known, but you're going to know more and more because God's going to put him in the forefront of what's going on, not only San Diego County, but beyond. His name is Dan DeSager. Hello, Dan.
Yes, hi. Great to meet you.
It's great to have you. And he, one of the ministries that he's involved with and supervising in San Diego County and beyond is a ministry called Refuge for Women SoCal.
Yes.
SoCal means Southern California. For anybody who's listening, not in Southern
California.
Everybody knows that. and guess what? We're going to deal with things that are going on not only behind the scenes, but underground. And we're going to talk about how God is dealing with that and dealing and healing, especially those trafficked people. And this particular show, and particularly about the women component. I mean, it's a travesty what's going on. And we're going to talk a little bit about that, but also God's solutions. And you know, one of the ones that may be having a solution are... Stand by. Look in the mirror. Oh, it's you. Yes, he may have you as part of the equation as well. So let's start out very briefly. Here's what I want to do, Michelle. I want you guys to get a buy-in, you and Dan. Listen to me carefully. I want to make sure that you get a buy-in. My listening friend, we're going to be doing a clinic on Bible unity here. You know the name of the show, Come Together San Diego. And in John 17, it talks about that Jesus is one with the Father and his kids are one with them. And the thing is, what Jesus did singularly, his kids, that's us, get to do collectively. So sometimes different members of the body have different callings. And Michelle Winder, I guess you could call her a mouthpiece. I'm not even insulting you.
Have Michelle. A mouth anyway.
for a lot of different things. And she's a real truth seeker in many ways. And Dan DeSantis with Refuge for Women SoCal is a truth speaker as well, but he likes to do things from the actions more. He's not as comfortable as being outspoken as somebody like Michelle Winder, but who else is, Dan?
Yeah. No, we're in the trenches, and that's where we need to be. And I'm appreciative, appreciative of all.
So what I thought we would do is we would give you a clinic on how the body of Christ works in unity. And I would say, I just said, Michelle is kind of like a mouthpiece. And I would say Dan is multiple facets, different parts of the body, but he's on the ground person. He's boots on the ground kind of guy, just doing and ministering. So, but here's the deal. In the unbeliever world, in the non-Judeo-Christian world, people, when they have a difference of opinion, things like that, they don't have intimacy one with another. They have enmity against each other, and they end up fighting against one another, and that's what's going to go on in the world right now. People that have ulterior motives against Judeo-Christian values, they are a team for a while until somebody goes, yeah, but this is my thing. Oh, no, it's my thing. And all of a sudden, they begin destroying themselves. And you look in the Bible, you see that all the time. So Michelle and Dan, let's do this. We're gonna introduce some topics, Dan. I know your main focus is dealing with trafficked people, yes, and dealing with that. And some of these topics we're going to share in the first hour, some of them may be a little new to you. And my listening friend, they're going to be definitely new to you as well. And I'm going to give you the freedom to give input throughout. And I know you have some thoughts about that. Do you want any brief thoughts about that before we go in? And then I'm going to hand it over to Michelle.
No, I think one thing I love about the body of Christ, yes, is that none of us have a corner on truth, but mm-hmm, God, he gives us truth. And yes, it's a joy to be here.
Yes,
it really,
yes,
really is.
Yes.
And Michelle, any quick thoughts? And I'm going to introduce how the topic comes forth and then hand the baton to you guys.
You know, I just want to thank you for having us, because I know a lot of people have, the church has kind of tried to ignore trafficking.
Yes.
And you're putting it in their face. You guys, it's time for us to wake up and start acknowledging it and doing what we can.
Yes. And I think, you know, the Bible, in a good way, the Bible says, eye has not seen, neither ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things that God has in store for those who love him. But since the enemy is a counterfeit, he has some things that are going to, that your eye has not seen, neither has your ear heard,
right,
as well, because he's a counterfeit.
Yes.
But we're here to expose those things, bring them to, yes, the light, because he can't stand the antiseptic called sunlight, as in S-O-N, light.
Yes, yes.
So we've got about 5 minutes or so left in this segment. Can you believe how quickly
it
goes? You
so
say,
fast.
Kaz, if you just shut up and let us talk, it would be okay. So I'm going to hand the baton to you, Michelle, and kind of give us an overview. You went to a conference in Tulsa, Oklahoma this last weekend called the,
yes,
Health and Freedom Conference, and there are some major names, General
Flynn.
And
Lynn Wood,
Sidney Powell, and a bunch of other names you may not know,
right,
yet, but you're going to know them.
Right.
And when you, what we're going to do, my listening friend, is we're going to kind of do a broad brushstroke through these things in this first hour, and then we're going to end with the topic of trafficked women in the last portion of this hour, and that's going to set the stage for you, Dan DeSager, to jump in and talk about, yeah, what God is doing, not behind the scenes so much anymore, but right out there to help,
right,
help trafficked women that have been set free. So,
yes,
Michelle, this last weekend was a remarkable weekend. Why don't you give an overview on this? We've got about 4 or 5 minutes in this segment. And Dan, as I said, you get to be color commentator. Are you ready for this, my listening friend? This is going to be an instruction on how to blend together, even though different people have different positions in the body of Christ.
Right.
Different from what the enemy does. They fight against each other. So, Michelle Winder.
Thank you. Well, I have to say, so I was at the Health and Freedom Conference this weekend, and it was Thursday night was a private dinner, then all day Saturday, all day Sunday, and church on Sunday together.
Yes.
It is the first time in a year and a quarter where I saw unity.
Yes.
It was unbelievable.
Yes.
Almost 5,000 people with the people who were speaking and everything. There were about 5,000 of us.
And you got in there because you are with Unredacted Truth, but you also,
yes,
you have behind the scenes contacts to be able to give you insights.
Right.
So you're on at least the white hat radar and probably the black hat radar as well. So that was it. And you had a VIP pass, but I also noticed,
yes,
you had what they call a press pass.
Yes.
So you got to be in places that other people couldn't go, because you actually shared this a lot. So continue.
Absolutely. And I just want to add, you know, that was totally God. The thing about what God is doing right now, if we honor God, he just opens the floodgates.
Yes, yes.
It has been crazy. So I want to give a shout out to Clay Clark. Literally, God put this on his heart to do this 45 days before showtime.
Yes.
And we've been at big conferences before. I've spoken at them. And they start planning over a year earlier,
yeah, this was,
because it's so big. It went off without a hitch.
Yes.
Absolutely
4,500 people from all over the United States.
Absolutely. And many of my followers were there. I got to meet them face to face from all kinds of states. And for literally, Clay didn't ask people. He does a business conference every month. And General Flynn said, no, Lynn Wood said, I would like to come and speak. And he said, great, come. Then General Flynn said, well, I would like to come and speak. Then Sidney Powell. So
literally,
they came to him. He did not go to them.
That makes life easier when you're orchestrating.
Unbelievable.
Something, it?
All Christian, Jesus-following, Jesus-loving patriots. It was
okay.
Amazing.
Give us the rundown here. We've got about 2 minutes in this segment. And anything you want to say before we go any further, Dan?
No, I can't wait. I want to hear this stuff.
Speak now or forever yeah, hold
speak
your
Speak now
peace.
Or you have to deal
Let's
with
go.
Michelle Winder.
Yes.
Unredacted Truth, Michelle.
Yes, absolutely. So I was just amazed at the how everybody did basically say the same thing from different angles. We had multiple well-respected doctors from all over the country. We had well-respected talk show hosts from all over the country. We had well-respected lawyers. We had public officials. We had law enforcement.
Yes. And I also saw frontline doctors to talk about
frontline
medical related
things. Dr. Simone Gold. Yes,
Dr. Simone.
I got to meet her, which was awesome because we were supposed to meet when she was in San Diego.
Yep.
Long story, she has a huge following.
We'll talk little pieces of all these things throughout this entire first hour. My listening friend, I don't want you not only to be buckled up, especially if you're in your car listening when you're driving, but you also need, if you're not in front of the steering wheel, I want you to take a notepad and pay close attention because some of these things you have not heard before. And let me just tell you this right now. God says he wants to open our eyes. He wants to open our hearts.
Yes.
And he says that eye has not seen, neither ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man. The things that God has in store for those who love him. But the other piece of the equation is in the book of Acts chapter, 17, I think it says there those of Berea were more noble than those of Thessalonica because listen to this, because I think this is you. They received all things. That's all things with readiness of mind.
Right.
And then they searched the scripture to see if they were so. The danger is somebody closing it off and saying, I'm not even listening to this. The wise thing to do from scripture is to receive all things with readiness of mind. And before you allow it to seep into the heart, you study it to make sure that it's true. And if it's true, embrace it. If it isn't, walk away from it, but be thankful that God gave you this as an opportunity to weigh and pray.
Absolutely. And I want to add to that James 1:5, where God says, if you lack wisdom,
ask
and I will pour it out. So we have to. One thing that I noticed this weekend with amazing people, God gives us wisdom when we ask. So we don't have to be. We should not be confused right now. We should know exactly what's going on because God will reveal it to us if we ask him. So we'll talk more about this next segment.
Oh, my. So many different things, my friend. If you've been wise enough to stay away from the traditional news sources, you may be wondering what's going on. There are some out there that you have to dig a little bit to find because the enemy snuffs them pretty fast. So we're going to talk a little bit about some of the things that are going on behind the scenes. And here I'm so honored to be with the Salem Media Group. Salem Media Group has a real heart cry for exposing the untruth and the truth as well. Strong accolades to our general manager here, Steve Brodsky, for that. So we're going to take a break right now, and we've got more things to do to blow your mind. And Dan DeSager and Michelle Winder and Kaz says, see you soon. We'll be right back.
This is Come Together San Diego, the live local show on K-Praise. More Come Together San Diego is just moments away. Come Together San Diego with Kaz Taylor on K-Praise.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're back again with Michelle Winder of Unredacted Truth and that podcast that is eliciting a lot of attention from the good guys, but also the bad guys know what's going on as well there. And Dan DeSager, he is with Refuge for Women Southern California.
Excellent.
Hey, Dan.
Good to be here.
Okay, what we're going to do is continue the conversation. Michelle Winder this last weekend was at the Health and Freedom Conference in Tulsa, Oklahoma at the Rhema Bible Institute. 4,500 people that were, these are serious people. You know, the scripture says they overcame it by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony, and they love not their lives unto the death. You know, the third part, loving not your lives unto the death, is the hard part.
Yes.
And all these people had that, all three components to that scripture in the book of Revelation. It's good to have somebody, you know, that they say, the enemy can't take away my calling and prowess. And as soon as we get that light on in our own minds and hearts, the enemy can't stop us because you get my light and your light and your light and your light. And all of a sudden it's brighter than the darkness can deal with.
Absolutely.
So, Dan, stand by. You can do color commentary as we go. If we can find a little window from Michelle Winder to jump on in. So
you have to
just
slide
on.
I love the energy. Please keep it going.
Okay, Winder. Yes. So the first thing I want to talk about is one of the people that was there is a guy named, you might know the name. His name is General Mike Flynn. He was wearing a T-shirt, And do you remember what the T-shirt said?
Fight like a Flynn.
Fight like a Flynn.
Yes.
And so give us an overview in this second segment on what it was like there in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I mean, I watched it on the visual live.
Yes.
And it was electric.
It was
electric. Go ahead.
Well, we were so blessed. So God just gave us favor with Clay. And that's a whole long story. But so he invited us to the VIP dinner the night before, which was just amazing people. So we got to talk with General Flynn. We got to talk with Lynn
and
Wood.
Take pictures. I saw picture with you
and
your
I
husband.
Didn't, I didn't ask people for pictures. So yeah. I'm not one of those people. But just really, it was just amazing. They were so, I've done a lot of A-list, you know, speaking gigs where it's like, you can get a picture, but, you know, they don't like it. And they may be paid to take pictures. These guys were just so genuine, so great to meet each other. And they literally said, Michael Flynn is an absolutely, he is concerned about his grandkids. He said, I'm not doing this for us. I'm not doing it for our generation. I am doing this for my grandkid, my kids and my grandkids, because we are basically socialist now, and we are heading into communism if we're not already there. These guys, he's a general. He has fought his entire adult life for our country. And he said, and now I get back to retire and I'm fighting again. It's just nonstop fighting. But to be surrounded by these people who are brilliant and so determined to change this, get back our freedoms, it was just so inspirational.
He definitely hasn't retired. In fact, I think God's, you know, Moses thought he was going to retire at 40, then he thought he was going to retire at 80, then he thought he was going to retire at 120. And the scripture talks about someone like Moses appearing in these last days, too, to communicate God's grace, if you want to look in the back in the Old Testament.
Yes.
So, I mean, let's just say Moses is a busy guy still.
Yes,
so, okay, what do you take away from General Flynn? He's talked about a lot of different things there. What do you feel comfortable sharing with the audience? And I'm going to ask Dan if he wants to ask questions on that regard or make comments to go ahead. So, Michelle,
I will tell you the behind-the-scenes stuff. The most important thing that he said is President Trump is still our president.
Say that again slowly.
Yes. General Flynn said President Trump is still our president. We voted him in.
Oh, my.
And he is still our president. I believe. So we heard this from multiple people. General Flynn will be our vice president under President Trump.
Oh, okay. Here's my requirement for you. Receive all things with readiness of mind, and then search the scriptures daily to see if they're so. So your obligation is to hear what's being said here, and you may want to put it on a shelf, but make sure the shelf is close to your reach.
No. Pray it into existence.
Oh, there you go.
God calls things that are not as though they are. So let's be calling this.
You know, we're prayer warriors as well, so we have an obligation there as well. Any thoughts about this, Dan?
He thinks we're nuts. You should see his eyes.
You know, I do. I sit here and I just say, you know, I think there's of important issues that are going on at the macro level.
Yeah.
I do have a personal focus that's at the micro
level.
So I take things in. I know that I know that when I read scripture, I know that Jesus lived in a time when the government was the worst possible.
Uh-huh.
And so I do.
Before today.
Well, I'm not getting crucified for my beliefs yet. But the idea is, with that, there was a lot of peace because we knew God is in charge.
Right.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm really good rolling with all of this.
Yeah. Yes.
Because I know that I'm at peace because God is in charge.
We're talking with Dan Sager with Refuge for Women. We're going to Southern California. We're going to talk more about that in the second hour. But thanks for the insights. Michelle, lay it on. We're also Michelle Winder, Unredacted Truth.
Yes. Go ahead, Michelle. And I just want to add to what Dan just said, because as you guys know, my followers know, it is all about Jesus, because the bottom line is we don't know when our last minute is. We don't know when we're done. And yeah, COVID could take us out. The stick that I can't say online could take us out. We could get hit by a car on our way leaving the parking lot. And bottom line is we have to have our life right with Jesus, because that's really all that matters. Eternity, we think this last year and a half has been long. eternity is forever, guys. So it's important.
So when you say, Michelle, you have our lives right with the Lord, you know, the way that the Lord works, he goes, I'm glad that your life is right with me. Now I have a few things as my body I need you to do so that we can team up on these things. So you need to be listening on that as well, my prayer warrior friends, because God's got, your times are not over. In fact, your times of doing God's glorified will have just begun.
Michelle? Yes. And I think that's why we as patriots have been really effective, is because we are fearless. It's like we know God has determined the beginning and the end of our lives, and it doesn't matter what man tries to do with us. If we are walking in the will of God, I know God still has a plan for my life.
Yes, he does.
I don't think I'm going to be taken out tonight, because I know he still has a job for me.
Yes.
He made it so clear to me, this is all about the children. God is stepping in on behalf of the children. Trafficking and abortion, they have to end.
Yes.
That is his will, and it is our job. And he is giving us mercy and another opportunity to do what we, the church, are supposed to do, and that is rescue those children. And we have our amazing, you know, commander-in-chief with us,
yeah.
The real commander-in-chief, yes, Jesus.
Yes, there you go. That is so right, Michelle Winder. And the deal is, you know, we've been, I have to say, and I've been among them, us, and that is the church has been very complacent.
Yes.
Especially the North American church.
Yes.
Because we're so used to having freedoms and presume our Judeo-Christian rights. And right now, my friends, if you have any sense at all, you realize those things are threatened. And so God says, United States of America was built on my precepts, my Judeo-Christian precepts, and their whole constitution embraces this and is being threatened right now. And these people began this nation to worship and praise me. What's God going to do?
Right. And I have to say that's so important, because we're only here by God's grace. You know, the reason America has thrived is because God's hand of protection has been over us. He's given us wisdom. He's given us abundance. We grow, you know, food for the entire world here.
Yes.
We have always allowed nations to come
that's
in
right.
legally.
And, yeah, and we've set the moral standard for the most part,
absolutely.
Although that has slipped here and there.
And we've slipped so far over the last, God's really spoken to me about that, is we have come so far from his standard, and but he's had mercy on us,
yes.
and he's given us another chance.
Yes.
And it is time for us, the church, to rise up and shape culture rather than lay back and be shaped by culture.
I'm smiling because I know there's so many things we want to talk about, and I know there are so many things you want to hear, and we're going to do the best we can in this brief period of time we have between now and 7 p.m. Pacific time on Come Together San Diego. I'm with Michelle Winder of Unredacted Truth. And I'm with Dan DeSager with Refuge for Women SoCal or Southern California. We're going to be talking about these things and dealing with the trafficking of women, but we're also spending a little time talking about last week's Health and Freedom Conference in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Remarkable things. So, Michelle, are you loaded and ready to communicate some more things future segments about this? You need to buckle up, because there are things going on. There are some people in the legal area, like Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell, who had some things to say that are going to blow your mind.
Yes.
Because, you know, while the enemy thinks they've got us, the point of the matter is we're a country of laws, and when those laws are breached,
right.
even though you're faking it and pretending that these are the laws, they're not.
Right.
So God's going to hold people accountable. We're going to talk more about that when Michelle Winder and Dan DeSager and I come right back.
You're listening to Come Together San Diego, the live local show on K-Praise. Don't just listen to it. Be a part of it at 866-577-2473. You're just moments away from more Come Together San Diego on K-Praise.
This is Judy Ross, co-pastor of Cloud Nine Worship Center. San Diego, I am declaring over you, you are the southwest gate of this nation, and through you will pour abundance and greatness and the glory of God. That's what you were created for.
Now, back to Come Together San Diego, the live local show on K-Praise with Kaz Taylor.
Well, hello, my friends. Welcome back to Come Together San Diego. Boy, do we have stuff to share with YOU. Or let me rephrase that. Boy, do we have stuff to share with EWE. Just a little Kaz joke there. My friends, here's the deal. God wants us to be sheep, but he also wants us to be lions. Rah! Because oftentimes the sheep are, shall we say, sheepish, and we've been sheepish for just a little bit too long right now, and it's time for the lion component to come out. As Jesus was the Lamb of God, but who also is a Lion of the tribe of Judah, we need to be able to change gear whenever is necessary. And now is the time for us to change gear from to rah, lion's wealth. Yes. In Genesis 49, it says, Judah, that's Judites are worshipers and praisers. Judah is a lion's whelp, or there are the lion's whelps. And so we have to hear what the lion does, Jesus Christ, not the one who is like a roaring lion, the enemy, but the Lion of the tribe of Judah. We have to watch and have him telegraph literally by watching and reading the word and things like that, and then doing his bidding as his little cubs. So we have Dan DeSager with us. He's with the Refuge for Women Southern California, or SoCal, and Michelle Winder of Unredacted Truth. And we're digging in deeply into some things that went on last week at a conference called the Health and Freedom Conference in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Yes. And but I wanted to give Dan DeSager a little opportunity to give some insights. This is maybe a little different area than you spend day in, day out, as you pray and work with trafficked women. But your thoughts so far?
Well, I think God has given us callings, right?
Yes.
And so so I'm listening to all of this, and it's fascinating, because we need to put truth on the table. We need to discern that. And I do see, from my vantage point as one that's engaged in trying to empower women coming, yes, back from the traumas and the evil of sex trafficking, we see so much evil out there.
Yes. And we, so you know it's there, but your focus is on what happens afterwards and bringing healing to these people.
But yes, the fact that we have so much work to do tells, yes, me that there is evil loose in this world.
Yes, yes. And so, my listening friend, I wanted Dan to be an inspiration to you, because there are some people that don't feel comfortable with the topics that Michelle and I readily communicate with in whatever our medium happens to be. But the whole point of the matter, and I think Dan is illustrating that, the scripture I gave you in Acts 17, receive all things with readiness of, right, mind. Receive all things with readiness of mind.
Right.
But then your obligation, because nobody is going to answer for what you know and what you do but you.
Right.
It's really you. So you have an obligation to hear all things with readiness of mind, and then weigh and pray what's of God, and keep the good stuff, and set aside or throw away the other stuff. Some of it may be on a shelf that you need to pull back after a little bit of time, and other stuff just discard completely. So, Michelle, we're talking about this conference last week in Tulsa, Oklahoma, called the Health and Freedom Conference. And we talked a little bit about General Flynn, but there are some other people there as well. And one is a guy named Lynn Wood, who is a lawyer. My friend, if you've been under a rock, then you may not know the name. But tell a little bit about Lynn Wood and some of the things that came to pass through his lips and through his reaching out using his skill set in the law. Michelle.
Okay, so put on your seatbelts now, guys, because Lynn Wood, okay, he spent the first night at the dinner and the next day speaking at the conference as a sheep. He was very mild. He is a defamation attorney, a winning defamation.
One of the best in the world, actually.
Best in the world. He does not lose. He's sued CNN three times and won. He has sued.
And wasn't that the case of the boy that was making his stand,
yes, yes,
and,
yes,
and somebody was drumming in his face? Everybody remembers,
yes,
that scene.
That was one of them. The boy from the Catholic school, yeah, that, he ended up getting him
millions and millions
of dollars. Lynn Wood is not to be messed around with. And I'll tell you, Bill and I were so blessed to spend time with him, to actually talk to him as a human being, not just as his soapbox.
Yes, yes, yes.
But I will tell you, so he just was amazing, was sharing scripture and talking about his heart. And then Saturday, the last day of the conference, he came out as a roaring lion.
Mm.
And he called out truth that we were all just blown away. I can't even explain it. Can I share that truth?
Well, yeah, but do nuggets. I'm going to give you the privilege of being having,
awesome,
that freedom. And you know, if you folks never listen to me again because I've been taken off, then it was Michelle's fault. Go,
yeah,
ahead.
It's all my fault. Well, he named names, and he was saying, like, the Clintons and the Obamas, and
oh my,
he named a lot of names that they should be in prison. and that have committed crimes against humanity, and that the penalty for crimes against humanity in this country is death.
Oh, my.
And they weren't the only names he called. I will be happy to post it. Actually, it's posted on my timeline on Facebook. You can look at Lynn Wood's last 10 minutes of the conference. He ended the conference to a standing ovation, to people just literally like, did he really just say what he said?
Well, Michelle, you know, it's amazing to me that you have people that are so willing to be transparent and at any cost. I mean, he's obviously putting himself between the crosshairs in as far as public receptivity and things like that. But then, you know, those of us who've been going, can't somebody stand up and just say the truth? Because we, in our heart of hearts, we know the things that are going on, and nobody has the courage to stand up and voice it. And I'll tell you, when somebody stands up and voices it, all of a sudden somebody else goes, yeah, I was thinking the same thing. And somebody else says, yeah, I was thinking the same thing. And all of a sudden, you have one roar, as in one person taking their lion's stand. And all of a sudden, you have all these other people going, yeah. And all of a sudden, the enemy cannot handle God's truth being presented in so many different arenas with so many different people.
Right. And I will say, so this went out live to almost 4 million people live, including the 4,500 of us who were in the room. But I will tell you that Lynn Wood, he is a defamation attorney. He does not speak things that he doesn't absolutely have proof positive that they are true.
It makes sense.
So it just made it, if it had come from anyone else, you know, we pretty much most of the people there knew those things, but it was went out to almost 4 million people
live. But also, you have Sidney Powell, who is she's a lioness,
absolutely,
if you will.
And she was there very short. She is working on cases. We lost a lot of people who intended to be there. Had Tim Ballard.
We're going to talk about that the next segment.
Oh yes,
actually.
Yes. We'll talk about that because some people did life. Their life is literally minute by minute, where's God calling me? And they go.
Yes.
So
my listening friend, I want you to pay close attention to what's going on here. This is called the body of Christ being activated.
Yes.
And here we are in Southern California, Michelle Winder and Dan DeSager. We're little guys. You know, we're just doing what God has called us to do. And you may think you're a little guy or gal too, but when you obey what God tells you to do, it's well done, good and faithful servant. No matter whether it was a big thing or a little thing, obedience is the thing. We've got about 2 minutes left. Any quick thoughts, Dan DeSager, and then we'll have Michelle close the segment for us.
Let's keep pushing. I'm with you. I'm with you, because I do know this, is that things aren't as they seem. I do not. This is not my world of experience.
Right.
Yes.
But I'm wide. You know, I'm open.
Okay. So the next segment, we're going to talk about what you did. There's a guy named Jim Caviezel. You will recognize that name. He's done a lot of video and films and things like
amazing
that.
Amazing man.
But he is now, one of his heart cries is dealing with the trafficking issue. We could talk a little bit more about that in the next segment.
Awesome.
So where are we and where do we want to go the next segment? Michelle Winder, Unredacted Truth.
So I do think we will go there in the next segment because Jim Caviezel, the new movie, Sound of Freedom, is actually the true story, the life of Tim Ballard, whom Bill and I have been blessed to meet in real life. I've been involved in anti-trafficking since 2008. So Tim is amazing. Operation Underground Railroad. He is an amazing man. He did not attend the conference because at the last minute, he was called overseas into a dump to literally rescue young women and children.
Yes.
So these people are boots on the ground doing what they're risking their lives to rescue these children and women.
And if your heart is rent because of the abuse of children and women, the good news is coming.
Yes.
Not only is good news coming from this radio broadcast, but good news is going to be coming for the whole world to hear and see very, very soon. And the things that the enemy has used to squelch communications, that's going to be minimized. And God's voice through his kids is going to be maximized. And look out, world. Well, Michelle, it's time for us to take a break. Dan, good having you as well. And anything that you said is color commentary, and you had such little time, but your words were so rich. It was, each word was worth about four
silver
sentences.
Silver thread.
I'm a student over here, and I'm actually, you know, because my focal point is such a deep, dark place, I totally get that this world is this world needs.
My listening friend, you need to realize that this could be you as well. You may have a piece of the puzzle that isn't involved with the frontline battleground, but right. maybe, you know, in the war, some people who are behind the scenes providing the sustenance and support were as big a heroes as the guys on the front line. So this could be true with YOU as well, because God's got big things, and every person who's a member of the body of Christ has a vital role to play
yes,
that nobody else can
sure.
play like YOU or yes. EWE. We're going to find out more about that when Michelle, I know she's giving me the nod like another bad corny joke from Kaz. Oh, well, it's my show. I can give it a shot. So my listening friend, we're going to talk more about this. And also we're going to delve into the topic and set the stage for Dan DeSager in the second hour talking about trafficked women. But we're going to give you a little bit of behind the scenes on what's been going on behind the scenes, but also underground, and
yes.
How God has a plan to take all these bad guys down.
Yes.
We're going to talk about that. Michelle Winder, Unredacted Truth, and I've got Dan DeSager with me from Refuge for Women SoCal. We will talk about these things and more when we come
back.
Right back.
More Come Together San Diego with Cass Taylor is next on K-Praise. Now, more of Come Together San Diego, the live local show on K-Praise. Here's Kaz Taylor.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back. I've got two co-hosts with me today, and they're both remarkable people, a man and a woman of integrity and insights. So we're going to be incorporating the things that they have to say. In fact, my wife just texted me and said, let Michelle Winder talk. She's with Unredacted. She's with Unredacted.
Don't
Truth.
Our wives know so much more than we do?
Yes, yes. And that was the voice of Dan DeSager with Refuge for Women SoCal. And so the second hour, we're going to focus on you,
yes.
Dan, and what God is doing through you and others with the similar hearts. But Michelle, here we are in the last portion of this first hour talking about this venue that happened last week, the Health and Freedom Conference in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so we talked a little bit about some of the people who were there. We talked about Sidney Powell, and we talked about Lynn Wood, and we talked about the general.
Right.
Yeah, General Michael Flynn,
right.
who wore a T-shirt that said,
Fight like a Flynn.
Fight like a Flynn. Okay, now we want to start talking about trafficking and things like that, and what a perfect time to introduce one of the guys who was planning on actually literally being there, but he had to come via Zoom as well, and also the other guy who was planning on being there couldn't be there because he was out saving trafficked
right.
women.
So right.
I'm going to hand it over to you because my wife said let Michelle talk.
Okay, so, and I do want to jump in for a minute and talk about a couple of the doctors who were there. You guys all know Dr. Simone Gold. She's absolutely incredible doctor and attorney. And one of the points that she made that I thought was very, very important for you all to know is she said, we need to be aware that this V-stick thing is not a real vax. I guess I can say vax. It's not a vax. It is an operating system. It says so on every one of the websites. And it is not FDA approved.
And I've retitled it. I've called it the Vex a Nation. It's a Vex a Nation.
I
that's,
love it.
That's what, exactly what its purpose
yes,
is to do is to vex
us.
Every, but not only the United States, but all the other nations
right.
in the world. Make them
right.
fearful.
That's important because then another doctor, I'm not going to name his name only because I know this would put him in danger.
And probably us danger of being off the air.
Right, right. But he said that pregnant women are getting it now. They just approved it yesterday, said all pregnant women can get it now.
Don't.
They're
it.
Miscarrying. They're all miscarrying.
Well,
it's a
big
huge
numbers.
Percentage.
Let's just say big numbers.
Huge percentage. And in his hospital, he had 13 in a 48-hour period and in Texas. So this is not something to
Come
mess
on.
Around with.
Yeah.
It doesn't keep you from, you know, getting it. It doesn't
well,
keep you from
yeah,
wearing a mask.
Exactly.
So
yeah, and I'm being delicate with that because there are a lot of people that are out there that have made the intent
yes.
to actually do this thing. God, but understand, God's in control.
Yes.
God's in control. And even though if you do the research, it seems hopeless, it is not hopeless because
right.
God has provided.
Always.
There's a provision for that. If you keep your heart right and you pursue the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and his son, then you are in good stead.
Yes.
But you have to be diligent in that.
Yes. Michelle, please pray for wisdom.
Yes.
So now let's talk about Jim Caviezel and Tim Ballard.
And the movie is entitled...
The movie is called The Sound of Freedom, and it is the true story of Tim Ballard. He is the founder of Operation Underground Railroad.
A Navy SEAL?
Yes. And just an incredible, his heart, his... He's amazing. We actually met him at a conference with Bill Walsh a couple of years ago. Unbelievable man, putting his life on the line, using his own funds. Just amazing, amazing man. So he wanted Jim Caviezel to play it, and he's the right guy, and he ended up accepting. So anyway, he is playing Tim Ballard
in the
movie.
So the storyline.
Yes. So this talks about how he ended up getting into trafficking as a SEAL. Overseas, and now he's got an incredible organization going. Just amazing, godly man whom God has called into this, and he said yes. And that's one thing I want to encourage you from what Kaz has been saying too. As long as you have breath, and I coach my business clients in this, as long as you have breath, you have time to live your purpose. So don't ever think, well, I'm too old, my kids are grown and gone, whatever. No, now you're free. So let's just pray about what God wants you to do, because it may be small, it may be big, but you need to be a light in your community.
Yes.
And as we said earlier, this is all about Jesus. This is all about our single purpose on this earth as believers is to lead others to Jesus Christ so that they will spend eternity with us. It's God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to eternal life. So
yeah,
let's
talk about the storyline here.
Yes.
I don't know whether you realize, but there are so many women and children that are being taken against their will totally.
Yes.
And they're put underground in many instances, and they're called DUMs, the
deep underground military bases. Yes.
Bases or bunkers. And they're being hidden under there. And it's just not a small thing. Some people have said every major city in the United States and maybe every major city in the world have these DUMs, these deep underground military bunkers that are hiding trafficked kids and women, and for terrible purposes.
Yes, and unfortunately, children are actually bred in those tunnels.
Lord God.
Some of them are ancient, the tunnels, not the children. Some of them are ancient. Some of them are, you know, have been built by the military. They're miles underground in some cases. And we need to wake up to it. You know what? I don't want to know this either. I didn't want to share with my children things that I knew, having been a victim and having worked with victims for 25 years. I didn't want to share things with my children, with my daughter, as she became a junior high or high schooler, off to college. But we have to, because unfortunately, when we are silent, the devil wins. We've got to get truth out. And as much as we don't want to listen to these things, and I know as humans, we don't want to know there is such evil in the world. We have to, because if we are going to stand up, look what Jesus did. He went into the pit of hell. He literally changed eternity by dying on a cross. And God's not asking us to sacrifice our lives, at least most of us in America, but we need to be willing to live for him, because Jesus was willing to die for him. People all over the world are dying for him. And here in America, if we're not comfortable, we don't want to do it.
Yes.
It's time to change. And when you, I just pray, I thank Clay Clark with Thrive Time Radio and TV, because God put this on his heart, and he said, okay, I'll do it. I know I only have 45 days. It went off without a hitch, because he knows that together, united, we can change this country and ultimately change the world.
That's right. And for Southern California, beware. We're a border state, and coming in from Mexico, and the borders have been abused and opened up. So many people are being brought in. Some of the ulterior motives behind people coming in is for the young people to be trafficked. And we presume, okay, well, they're going to be shipped somewhere else and they're going to be taken care of. No, there's other people that have ulterior motives to bring them across and then to traffic them.
Yes.
And many of those may find their ways into the underground system. And my friend, when I talk about underground bunkers and things like that, you may go, oh, we got to take care of those few underground bunkers. They're not a few.
Right.
Multiply your thoughts times maybe maybe 1,000 or 2,000, and you get closer, even more than that, you'll get closer to the truth. What does that mean as far as people that are being taken against their will and subjected to evil strategies? And you let your mind realize that those evil strategies are beyond the worst terrible you could come up with.
Right.
And so God is causing people who have godly Judeo-Christian values and have the skill sets to go down and actually rescue these young people and older people and bring them out. And this sets the stage for our next hour, because we're going to talk about what some people who are called to be the stopgap for these people who have been totally abused.
Yes.
What does that look like? What does that sound like? We've got about one more minute in this first hour. Any quick thoughts, Michelle Winder, and then we will pass the baton to Don DeSager.
Well, I just want to say that
Dan.
So I just want to say that yes, we need to realize that could have been us. You know, we don't know why we were. All of us are here in Southern California by the grace of God, and I am telling you, it's our responsibility to help those less fortunate. God said, "True and undefiled religion is this: to take care of the orphans and the widows."
Come
and
on.
I'll tell you, these trafficked children and women they're helpless and hopeless without us.
Mm.
God has not forgotten them, and He's using us as His hands and feet to rescue them. And then what Dan does, it's unbelievable when he talks about their model. I have been aware of a lot of rescuing sites and homes, but I'll tell you, their model is absolutely astounding, and it needs to take off across the world.
Yep.
And I'm excited that he's going to be able to share that with you guys who want to get involved, by the way. And we're excited about that.
Yes. And Dan, are you ready to take kind of the helm in the last hour? And then the things that, you know, that we had a chance to listen to Michelle and Kaz's blabbermouth, you get to take the forefront. Are you game for that?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, what's going on in America and what's going on in the world of restoring the women's lives.
Yes.
Is where I can focus, and
yes.
I look
That's
forward
awesome.
To sharing that, because we do know the stories. We know their stories.
Yes.
And we don't need much sensationalism to understand that this is a painful and complex trauma.
Yes.
And it's a destruction of the heart.
Yes.
And that's where we focus our time.
So Dan DeSager of Refuge for Women Southern California, or SoCal, is a member of an entire group that's doing this all over, not only all over the United States, but elsewhere
yes.
as well?
Well, Refuge for Women has homes in 7 different cities.
Okay, we're going to talk more about that and other things. My listening friend,
yes.
I hope you take a deep breath. But understand that God has plans for you, because some of these things, there are nuances of this that you can solve like nobody else.
Right.
Michelle, stay with us for the last hour as well. And you can do color commentary. Michelle Winder, Unredacted Truth, and the podcast she does with that. And Dan DeSager of Refuge for Women SoCal. We'll talk about those things and more when we come right back.
This is Come Together San Diego, the live local show on K-Praise. More Come Together San Diego is just moments away. KPRZ San Marcos Poway and K29CR Encinitas. FM 106.1 North County. AM 1210 San Diego. K-Praise. Come Together San Diego with Kaz Taylor on K-Praise.
Well, we're back, my friends, with a captivating topic. It's not only a topic that's captivating, it's one that may stir you to become involved some way as well when you realize the depth and breadth of the challenge and the problem, and it's real. God may just say, maybe there's something you can do. It could be financial, it could be volunteering time, or something else. We don't even know, because God's creating the rules as we go, and He will whisper it into our ears, your ear.
Yes.
So, my listening friend, we're talking about trafficked women, and we're talking about some of the other things in the first hour that God is doing with His, we call them patriots. And my friend, if you're listening to this show and you have a heart for Judeo-Christian values, you're one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so God has a plan for you as well. This hour, we're going to be really focusing on one of our two in-studio co-hosts and guests, Dan DeSager. He's with Refuge for Women SoCal, or Southern California. And Michelle Winder is going to do color commentary from Unredacted Truth here. First of all, Michelle, in the last segment we closed talking about Jim Caviezel in a movie that he's going to be doing. And what's it called?
The Sound of Freedom.
The Sound of Freedom. And it's a true story about people going underground and grabbing the kids and women and freeing them. And then many times they're actually destroying the underground bunkers so they can't be used anymore.
They have flooded out D.C. now, you'll be happy to know.
So they're a major honeycomb of those things underneath Washington, D.C.
Yes.
And was it the Potomac that they're using some water
to run it through?
It's beyond imagination. We don't have time to talk about that. But we're going to spend time in this hour now talking about what God is doing to bring out in more ways than one, bring out those trafficked women, bring them out of captivity, but also bring them out of their fears and restraints and introduce to them a thing called freedom and a person named Jesus. So,
yes.
Michelle, about the movie, it has not been formally released yet. It's going to be done soon?
No, yes. It will be out officially the fourth quarter of this year. So please do not. There is a scam going around that says, watch the full movie, put in your credit card number. It's a scam.
Don't go there. Yeah.
So do not do that. If you are bringing it to a location in your area, then you work with a media company, their media, and they will send you, you know, it's like good for 48 hours so that you can see the film to make sure that it's appropriate for your audience.
My friends, so it's not something you could be very delicate on how you watch it and with whom you watch it, because it doesn't show graphic things, but it presents them so in such a way so you have no question to know what's been going on.
It'll change your life.
You will
have to get involved when you see this.
Ooh, I've seen
You'll have to.
It's amazing.
Yes.
So we are this hour spending time with Dan DeSeeger, and he's with Refuge for Women SoCal. And you deal, we've talked a little bit about the problems that are underground there, but you get to deal with the women once they've been brought out of those kind of environments, and you're dealing with injured people. You really are.
We do.
So, and before you do, report what you discovered has happened. Here we are, Southern California, San Diego County, and we go, it doesn't happen in our area. Oh, yeah? Well, here's a piece of news that Dan shared with us during the break. It's blowing my mind. Dan?
Well, when we're talking about, you know, sex trafficking, you've got to make sure we have the right definition. And the definition is force, fraud, or coercion for a commercial.
Say that slowly.
Force, fraud, or coercion. Uh-huh. say it clearly.
Say it fast.
Coercion.
Yeah, say it a thousand times.
Yes, force, fraud, or coercion for a commercial sex act. So that means that there is a commercial sex act against the will of
a woman, a man, or a boy, or a girl.
Yeah. And so that is, you know, that's what we want to talk about. And then, and what we have is in San Diego, where we are, we're actually we call it a very progressive town. We have a district attorney that understands, has been a champion against sex trafficking and sex crimes for 20 years. Last week, it's public knowledge. It was wonderful. It was reported to the Human Task Force and to all the media. There was a sting, and in 4 days, there was 141 arrests of Johns showing up thinking that they were buying sex.
My.
And that probably doesn't shock people that happens every day. It's the oldest profession is what they say.
Yes.
But the reality is the women, I will say women a lot because that's our focus.
Right.
But the boys or the
boys,
men,
yes.
You know, there's victims. There's 5,000 victims in San Diego today.
Today.
That are trapped into the sex trade.
Yes.
Okay. So that's 141 men in 4 days showing up. And the thing that I found amazing and where I'd like to focus a lot of this work is a lot of the men, when confronted by the cops, their biggest concern was, is my wife and my kids going to know?
Yes.
Is my boss going to know? Mm. And so I think what I want to, with all that's going on in the world, I just want to, for me, I need to focus it to the fact that this is in our neighborhoods. Our kids are at risk.
Literally in our neighborhoods. Yeah. Literally. That store that you frequent or another area that has a shopping mall or something like that, that's prime target for people to nab unsuspecting people.
Not like Taken. I would say my biggest fear is for the 14-year-olds that are out there on social media speaking to some 28-year-old guy that's posing.
Yes.
Because if you talk about fraud,
yes,
the fraud that we see, and because we have a – this is Dan. I'm a dad that used to work at Qualcomm and was in that and has been called out to serve in this area.
Yes.
And so I am no expert, but what I have seen is that the women that we that come into their homes at Refuge for Women look like they could be my daughter.
Oh, my.
They are right. All colors, all shapes, all sizes, and but they've age, got a common
age,
story.
Age group?
20s, 30s, 40s, 50s.
Wow. I mean, that broad of age group?
Because
my goodness.
Well, trauma has no memory, right? So 90% plus of the women that are trafficked in America were sexually exploited as kids.
Oh, my.
And so once you have that sexual trauma, now you've got a whole bunch of dominoes yes. that are going to fall into their life.
Yes.
So that's why I see, you know, I see this almost as unsensational. It's actually scary
yes.
how obvious and deep this is in our culture today.
Yes, yes. Quick thoughts, Michelle, about 30 seconds worth, and
yes.
then we're going to go to a different segment.
So as Dan was talking, it reminded me to share this with you all. This is not about sex either. This is about money. This is the largest industry, way larger than gas and oil, which is hard to believe. It's a multi-billion-dollar industry. People are getting rich off our children and our sisters and our wives and even our mothers in some situations. So I think that's important to know.
Yes, and those other things like gas and oil, they're expendable, but these children and these women can be used and used and used. And
right.
I know that sounds like an obnoxious thing to say, but the truth
no,
of the matter,
true.
They see this as an ongoing profit, and
right.
it's terrible.
Right.
Absolutely terrible. My listening friend, we're talking with Michelle Winder, Unredacted Truth, and also this entire hour is going to be focusing on providing refuge for women, and that is the ministry wherein Dan DeSager finds himself, Refuge for Women in Southern California, or SoCal. So we're going to continue this conversation. Is that okay, Dan?
This next segment?
And Michelle, you okay?
I'm great.
Remarkable job in doing color commentary, I must say. And Dan, we're going to be handing it to you a lot in this last hour. My listening friend, Dan, Michelle, Kaz, will be right back.
This is Come Together San Diego, the live local show on K-Praise. More Come Together San Diego is just moments away. Now, more of Come Together San Diego, the live local show on K-Praise. Here's Kaz Taylor.
Yes, Michelle's doing the background music. I appreciate that. She's a worshiper, so she likes to do that kind of thing because you know that the scripture says that God inhabits the praises of his people. And that's one of the things we need to realize. In the thick of things, we start worshiping the Lord, and he's right in the thick of that.
Amen.
And, you know, throughout scripture, the Bible shows when God's kids worship, he takes the foreground and he causes the enemy to either flee or be decimated before we even enter the scene as the marching army. It's amazing. Yes. My listening friend, we are talking about a remarkable topic today about trafficked women and what God is doing through his people to reconcile this. I mean, what a terrible, terrible problem. And it's not a problem you look maybe up in San Francisco or Los Angeles or New York City. How about San Diego? How about other areas like Sacramento? How about other smaller communities as well? This stuff is going on all over the United States and the world, and the church needs to open our eyes and realize that these things are going on because God is calling upon us to embrace the Judeo-Christian values so that he can get his church back, he can get his nations back, he can get his believers back. That's where he wants to go. And so we have Dan DeSager sharing some of the insights from his vision for ministering to the women that have been trafficked. It's called Refuge for Women Southern California, or SoCal. And Michelle Winder is here also from Unredacted Truth, and she's going to be giving color commentary as well. So Dan, we talked during the commercial break. Why don't you spend just a little bit of time giving an overview of who, why, what, where, when, and how of Dan DeSager, and then we will use that as a springboard to launch into the calling. My listening friend, beware, some of the calling that he's been given may be a similar calling to what you've been given, and this may give you some insights on where to go from here. Dan DeSager.
Well, we all have one calling for sure, which is to represent truth. And I can share, I want to share some San Diego truth on what's going on with the human trafficking issues. So I didn't know this. 7 years ago, my 14-year-old daughter knew more than I did. And she set me straight. And at 14, they like to do that, right? But what I did is I actually sought out the facts. And Point Loma, Nazarene University, and USD had published
God bless them. Yeah.
And what I had no idea. I did not know that Americans were buying and selling Americans in San Diego to the tune of $810 million a year.
In San Diego?
In the sex trade. Legal or illegal,
my.
In the sex trade.
My.
That's the second largest criminal element beyond drugs, that's the scariest thing. It's the fastest growing criminal element in America.
My.
Because you can sell a commodity, which would be a boy or a girl or a man woman. Or a woman,
yeah.
over and over.
Yes.
And so that's the backdrop that we work with. I didn't know that 20 out of 20 schools had trafficking cases on campus.
Did you say 20 out of 20?
There was 20 school studies, not just inner city. Across the board, 20 out of 20 had cases.
Oh,
and a case to – now, what that means is that can be a 28-year-old man, predator, who's looking and texting with a 14-year-old girl.
Lord
or
God.
Coming on campus saying, hey, sweetheart, I brought you your new purse. I mean, there is mm-hmm. – this is what's going on where there's a lot of fraudulent love because social media is a free-for-all today.
Right.
And so the traffickers are – have direct access to our kids. The other thing I learned is that in San Diego, a lot of people think this is a way. 80% of the women trafficked in San Diego were born in America. And I got to say that again, 80%
yes.
of the women trafficked in San Diego were born
in the United
in America.
States.
And that means that Americans are buying and selling Americans. And so we are a border town. We're a Navy town. Those are all factors. But the fact is, this is actually a society problem. It's in our schools. It's in our social media. And with the over-sexualization of our kids,
yes.
they are absolutely at risk, and they are the victims.
Yes, and we say over-sexualization of the kids. The industry is trying to over-sexify the
yes.
kids, but the kids are buying into it because it seems to be, you know, they go, it's really cool to be able to do this. Look how short my skirt is, or look how, you know, and the truth of the matter is they've fallen into this. Parents, don't be lackadaisical with your kids. Be
diligent,
interactive with
yes.
them and know what's going on there.
Yes.
Quick thought, Michelle,
yes.
and then we're going to return it back to Dan.
You guys know I've taught self-defense to especially 14 to 21-year-olds for years. And that is the problem. A lot of these moms are encouraging their daughters to dress sexy when they're young. And then when they're in high school and it's not so appropriate, they try to turn it then, and they can't.
Yeah.
And they've already embedded in their minds that, oh, it's cool to be sexy, be a little cheerleader. And I'm not saying anything against cheerleaders, but these moms are encouraging things that they need to stop and weigh the long-term effects of
Come
the
on.
Things they're saying
That's right.
to their daughters.
That's right.
Get them involved in horses and
yeah.
sports. You know?
yeah. So, Dan, well, how does this play out?
Well, it actually is, if you think about where middle is, when I was a kid, middle was, like, if you were bad, you would, if you were a boy and you were going to be bad, that was finding somebody with a Penthouse magazine. Right?
Right.
And
yeah.
that happened a couple times.
With
in
a Penthouse magazine.
Right.
Uh-huh.
What happens to our kids today?
Mm.
Think of how much pornography is being pushed at them.
Yes. Yes.
And total access.
Yes.
And so the really, if you want to talk about in America, the very first step is really our attitude toward pornography. Because that's the initial exploitation of women.
Mm. Yes.
And it gets
yes.
worse from there. So I guess the point being, if since the middle of our moral compass has moved so far to a different direction,
yes.
then what we need to do as Christian parents is we don't need to grab and, you know, we're if you take the phone, you're going to drive it underground. Let me just say that as a
right.
dad.
Right.
What you do need to do is really model what real love is so that they don't fall
right.
to this false love of
right.
your body or your hotness, how many likes you get.
Right.
What is your identity? So when I really look forward to talking more about the light side of this, but we have to set the stage that this is a very dark part of our society that's real, and our youth groups need to be aware that these are
yes,
your kids
yes.
that are online being
lured.
Exploited.
Lured
yes.
and,
yeah.
and by predators that
yes.
have no other idea than to exploit them
right.
financially.
Oh my.
Right.
Okay.
Is that okay?
No, that's a perfect. I wanted you to set the stage because, you see, when he starts sharing with you the things that God has called him to do, there's background that stirred this. And my friend, as you get your eyes opened up on what's going on right before your very eyes, and we have in many ways been blind to it, we need to realize that God once says, wake up, church, because it's on our shoulders to be able to do this thing because we're God's kids
yeah.
and it's his Judeo-Christian values that we need to embrace but also defend. So now let's go get to into the daily vision that you have and things like that. And you're calling this ministry Refuge for Women SoCal. Continue, Dan.
Yes. Well, so I'm one voice of hundreds
yes.
in San Diego that are speaking up for those survivors. And so I've got colleagues left and right. I'm just one guy that is, you know, I will say this, you have to be careful what you pray for.
Yeah, well.
You know? And so for those, you know, for those of you that want to do something, it's like talk to God and say, what can I do? For me, it became moving into a leadership role in a nonprofit, and it happened to be a shelter for women who have been trafficked.
Yes.
I had no idea that would be my calling. In fact, that's a dark calling. I had a very deep conversation with my wife saying, are we up for this? Because this is not what I went to school for.
Yes.
But there are hundreds of people in San Diego doing something. And so whether you team up with Refuge for Women, whether you want to be on the front line on awareness, whether you want to be part of some of the rescue groups, whether you want to be – what we do is we work with women and give them a long-term residential experience to work through all the traumas, redefine their identity, give them work skills, be able to find themselves a year later in a totally different place than the trajectory that they were on. Yeah. And it's all their choice.
And part of it has been self-hatred. They know what they've been into, and they almost – They feel like they're
shame.
Embarrassed and ashamed.
Shame would be the shackles. Yes. In fact, I'm just sharing from Dan, right? But when I see pictures of girls tied up with ropes,
please.
That's not the experience that we have in America. It happens. It's evil. There's no shortage of evil in this world. But shame is the shackle that is in San Diego.
Shame is the shackle in San Diego, and that's true throughout the world as well.
Right. And so it just takes one act, whether she was duped into a party, whether she did a porn video, whether she – whatever she did, these predators and these traffickers are going to use that vulnerability.
Right.
And so we have vulnerable boys and girls and men and women, and the vulnerabilities is what sets them up. So Refuge for Women is we exist. We exist as a resource.
Yes.
And so that – well, let me say this. We have a lot of talk about rescues. The point after rescue is the most critical point. And that's where we find ourselves in our ministry. I look forward to really unpacking why
unpack
that's so powerful.
For the remainder of the hour. Is there a way that people can find out? Let's say somebody says, I want to financially support something like this, or I want to find out where I can involve myself. Where do
Everybody
they go to the school environment? Where do they find out about
that? Our website is refugeforwomen.org/SoCal.
Refuge, R-E-F-U-G-E, for women.
.org. /SoCal.
/SoCal,
yes.
S-O-C-A-L.
We are part of a network of seven cities that are serving women and have served over 240 women in the 10 years of existence.
Oh, my. And you've been to the property, yes?
Yes.
Okay, it's remarkable.
Remarkable. Yes.
And
just
here's the deal.
Just honoring and beautiful, and their model is absolutely amazing.
You know, by the way, this is such a vital topic. I'm going to spend all next week's show bringing other people on who have similar heart cries. And I want you to make note of this, my listening friend, because this may be something where you're called as well. But this whole hour is devoted to that, but also all next week, the two-hour show for that.
Nice.
So a real quick thought and then closing statement for this segment, and then we'll go to the commercial break and come right back with you.
Good.
Dan.
One more resource I got to put out there, because it's all about awareness.
Yes.
Once you see what's going on, you will see it everywhere. I would say NBC7.com.
Say that slowly.
NBC7.com. And look up Stolen. Stolen is a documentary series done here in San Diego by Monica Dean, and it will give you all the knowledge of what's happening here in San Diego with the trafficking.
Oh, my. My listening friend, I hope this is stirring your heart, because God's saying, my church has been asleep too long.
Yes.
It's time to wake us up so that we can stand in the foreground and protect God's kids with Judeo-Christian values, but also those who don't have a place to go or a thing to – they don't know what to do. They've been abused, and God has people that have solutions. My friend, you may be among them. We're going to talk more about that when Michelle Winder and Dan DeSager and I come
right back. I'm the rookie.
Good job.
Right back.
You're listening to Come Together San Diego, the live local show on K-Praise. Don't just listen to it. Be a part of it at 866-577-2473. You're just moments away from more Come Together San Diego on K-Praise.
Hi, San Diego. This is Pastor Larry Peltier of Beach Chapel, Encinitas. Lord, we pray for grace and favor for all of San Diego, all those who are homeless, who are sick, who need help. We just thank you, God.
Come Together San Diego with Kaz Taylor on K-Praise.
And we are back with a very compelling topic what God wants us to do tied with women who have been abused and children who have been abused. And I've devoted not only this entire hour for that topic, but also next week we're going to deal with this in great detail as well. And I'm sure this is going to be a continuing topic on Come Together San Diego, because San Diego needs to know about this, but they not only need to know about that, we need to be activated to deal with this as God's kids. We're talking with Dan DeSager of Refuge for Women, SoCal, Southern California, and also Unredacted Truths, Michelle Winder. And Michelle, you're doing color commentary. You're doing such a good job. What can I say?
Thank you, sir.
And, you know, Dan, we've talked a little bit about the overall vision, but let's drill down a little bit more deeply, and you can take it wherever you want to go. And sure. I know during the break, Michelle goes, I have a few things I want to ask. Okay, okay, Michelle, you can. So, Dan, take it away.
Well, this is a subject that goes from A to Z, because we have to talk about prevention, right? Yeah. We have to talk about prevention. We have to talk about supply and demand. All of that, you know, our niche is in the restorative care for those that have been impacted by this evil. And so that's where the joy of being able to be there, that once all this evil has happened into a person, boy, girl, man, woman, that there's a lot to be worked out. So Refuge for Women for 11 years now has been providing a care system and a residential experience for her to first find stability and peace first, and then to re-identify who she is as a child of God, and then to build in the things that she'll need for a healthy future, which is to deal with the trauma. So we definitely have professional care. We need to deal with the future work experience. She wants to be independent, but she doesn't have a resume. And she's actually been told over and over and believes that the only thing she's good for is sex trade. Mm. That's not true, but it's what she believes. She's fearful. She's been pitted against other women and other men. So collaboration is a word she doesn't know. And all of this is wrapped into a person that is just like you or me.
Yes.
And but for the grace of God, it could be us.
That's right. And also, one of the things that helps change a person's perspective is the environment. So you've got Michelle, you were there.
Yes.
It was a beautiful environment.
Absolutely. It's literally from the time we drove up to the gates, you just felt peace. It's absolutely gorgeous. Dan and his wife did, your wife's name?
Nicole.
That's right. Dan and Nicole did such a beautiful job. Just, you know, I just could feel how it's bringing value to these women from the time they get there to the property. It's already transformed. Like, I felt like if someone said, oh, this is your new home, I'd be just blown away. Yes. It's like, it is gorgeous. It's absolutely beautiful. And that just is such a great start.
And I know that there are a lot of people out there. Personally, I know of some that have had a vision similar to this also. So pay close attention, because this also could identify a YOU, my friend, or EWE.
Right. Yes.
So Dan,
well, and we're grateful. And in fact, I'm actually standing on the work of a lot of people. Ked Frank, 11 years ago, him and his wife had the vision to start Refuge for Women. Mm-hmm. It actually began as a church group going out on the weekends to minister and show love and grace to the women on the streets and the women coming out of the clubs.
Yep.
From that, they realized 92% of the women wanted out of the sex trade and had nowhere to turn. So a friend donated a farmhouse. It became a recovery home. And here we are 11 years later.
My.
And there's over 80 women are living in homes across the nation in the Refuge for Women program, like we launched.
Give us the brushstroke of what we're looking at. If a person, let's say I'm an abused woman, okay, and I have been introduced to the ministry that you and your wife and others are doing, what am I seeing? Okay, I come, this is my first day there. How do I arrive? Yeah. What am I seeing, and how am I being introduced into the plan for their restoration?
Well, there is. There's a whole admissions process, because she may be coming. We are not a rescue organization, right? We're not a frontline rescue. Yes. So you're not coming from a sting to Refuge for Women. However, there's an emergency home in Kentucky, and for that first 6 to 8 weeks, it's all about stability. It's all about understanding, what goals does she have? Does she need detox? Does she need mental health care that's deeper than we are? Does she even want to do anything, or is it too difficult for her to make that commitment? From that, there's an admissions process. A lot of referrals come from some of these great organizations that are working in that emergency area, and then she'll contact with our program director. And so 3 weeks ago, we accepted our first survivor into the home. The next week, we had another survivor join her, and our goal is to be full within 6 months. We live
what does
in,
full mean?
Full, yeah, in fact, that's a good point. Full to us is a best practice for shelters like us, for a long-term residential. She will live with us for free for up to a year and work through a very structured program that will give her everything that she needs. But six at a time is great. Six roommates of any type can get kind of gnarly, right?
Yes, yes.
And so six,
we had seven in our family. That was the problem.
Exactly. You know, why can't we do 1,000? It's like, well, first, you don't warehouse souls.
Right.
Okay. There you go.
But even though we this is a deep dive. Every woman that comes into Refuge for Women has a very unique story.
Yeah.
The commonality is her trauma.
Yes. Without violating any of the people that are there, do you have any? I know you wanted to ask this question, so Kaz is going to shut up and you can ask the question, Michelle Winder.
Well, I would just love to hear kind of a testimony of someone who actually made it through. You know, how are there women who have come through and now they're successful in the world? And
They are, and it's by their choice, because the last thing we're going to do is re-traumatize anybody or exploit them for good.
That's right.
Right.
Right. So any survivor story is her survivor story, period. I can brag on a friend. Because she's public, I think she'll give me permission. Her name's Alia. She came down 2 weeks ago and got a chance to speak in a home. And we had about 50 people in the home that got a chance to hear her story and understand what recovery looks like. And I say restorative is probably the better word. Recovery sounds like we did something.
Right. Yeah.
Restorative is we empowered her.
Yeah.
Right. Survivors have my respect. I'm a guy. Right.
Right.
I understand deeper than ever that I'll never understand what trauma means to a woman.
Right.
I actually have immense respect for any woman that's willing to dive in this deep, peel away layers that I can't imagine.
Right.
So I carry a lot of respect for that. Alia, you can actually hear her story on our front page. If you go to our front page, Refuge for Women, SoCal.
RefugeForWomen.org.
.org/SoCal.
SoCal, S-O-C-A-L.
Yes. Alia's story is right there. That would be the best thing, is spend 7 minutes with her.
Mm.
But she's somebody today that is a very strong woman that can share a deep story and is very effective in her choice to work in the survivor world.
Yes, and the scripture.
That is her, yes,
and the scripture is that which the enemy meant for evil, God will turn for good.
Yes,
and what's going to happen is you're going to have so many women that are empowered. All of a sudden, you know, the sex trafficking trade goes, we're in danger of the very people we're trying to take advantage of.
Well, it's true. And we can be speaking toward the bad guys, but imagine her power of speaking toward the young
girls.
Yes,
oh, yes, very.
Because they're not going to listen to me as a dad or my wife as a mom. And if we just kind of get over that, we can understand that we need to put our kids around people that are grounded. I'm impressed with a lot of teens that are getting the word out on what it is to be a good, solid woman these days. Alia's story is amazing, but she jokes. She's so fun. It was so great to get to know her. But she goes, you probably wouldn't have wanted me in your home when I started.
Oh my.
Because I'm thinking, I teased her, and, you know, as I introduced, I said, people want to be you now. And she just was almost embarrassed. She goes, you did not want to be me. And I said, and you didn't want me in your home.
Yeah.
But God can make that transformation. Right. And that's what we do, is we give her a place where she can stop and she can find some peace and she can get empowered. And she will find a new identity in Christ. That is our hope.
Mm-hmm.
That is absolutely our number one hope for her.
The new identity in Christ.
And on that, we can build on a solid ground.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Michelle Winder, Unredacted Truth. Any quick thoughts? Because we're going to go to a break and we're going to spend the last segment tying all the strings together and inspiring the listeners. So quick thoughts.
I love it. So one thing that I want to mention is I believe that God created us. We come out of the womb longing for love, and especially that love of our fathers, which our fathers were intended to represent God. So the enemy knows. I mean, he's been hanging out 6,000-7,000 years. He knows that if he can knock out the love of the Father, we will go searching for it for the rest of our lives.
That's right. And take counterfeits.
Yes.
Instead.
Absolutely. And I've been a victim multiple times, different kinds of situations. It is so incredibly prevalent. And I will tell you, moms, you've got to talk to your daughters from the time they're so young so that they will open up to you. Because it is the shame game, what Dan was talking about, what Kaz was bringing up. Shame, you were we're bred to think if something bad happens to us, it's our fault.
Yeah.
And that is something that needs to be broken from the, when they're little girls, teach them, always share, always, nothing you can tell me is going to, you know, make me ashamed of you. Mm. You need to confide so that I can help you.
Yes, yes. My friend, we're talking about breaking the chains. Now, before we can be used by God to break other people's chains, there are some chains that we have that are restraining us from being activated. We're going to talk about those chains being broken so you can help with the breaking of chains of people that have been abused, trafficked women, or other people that you meet in a day-to-day basis. We're going to be spending this last segment empowering you so you can empower others, and God smiles because His church is being His church. We're going to talk more about that when Dan DeSager of Refuge for Women SoCal and Michelle Winder of Unredacted Truth and me, CAZ, come right back.
More Come Together San Diego with Cass Taylor is next on K-Praise. Now, back to Come Together San Diego, the live local show on K-Praise with Cass Taylor.
Welcome back, my friends. Commanding topic that we've been spending time, not only this whole hour, this 6 to 7 Pacific time hour, but also from 5 to 6, we set the stage and gave a little broader perspective on what's going behind the scenes in light of this. And both hours have been and are being eye-opening and hopefully heart-opening as well. And Dan DeSager of Refuge for Women SoCal, thank you for sharing some of these insights. This is the last segment, so I want you to put all the pieces together in this puzzle. And Michelle, you do what you always do. Do excellent color commentary and insights. So I'm going to hand it to you, Dan. And one of the topics we talked about in the close of the last segment, we talked about the chains being released. But one of the things is the body of Christ needs to realize that whether we know it or not, we are chained in by our own restraints and restrictions and fears, and God wants those chains to come off. How can you heal somebody else when you haven't allowed God to heal you? And so that's first off, my listening friend, you need to realize that God's in control. All these things that you may be fearful about and may have something to do with pandemics or any of these other things, or whatever it happens to be, or the next payment for the house or any of those other things. Fear is not of God. And the only fear of God is the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom. All these other fears need to be expelled, and God can help you with that. And as you allow God to do that with you, then all of a sudden He's going to open the doors and say, now look around, all these other people that need help. And some of these people may be as what Dan DeSager and his wife have experienced, and these are people that have traumatic experiences. And so I'm going to hand it to you, Dan, to kind of bring this home and tie all the things together. And don't forget to give website information and other involvement. A lot of people would probably say, can I come out and help? And yes. Maybe the biggest need right now is to actually have some finances to move this forward. And there are other people around that have similar visions. Be looking. God will put these people in your path. Dan?
Well, you do. And it's really good to focus on the women that come through Refuge for Women. They all come from all different backgrounds, and they all have a very unique story. We kind of said, you know, do they have kids? Well, half of the profile, if you just take the generic profiles, half may have kids, but they don't have custody. It's amazing to see graduates who have now stabilized their life and actually have a goal and find that they're empowered with the skill sets and with the heart and with the belief systems that you need to be what we call successful. And success to us is truly, you know, does she have her identity in something solid? We know that as Christ.
Yes.
Can she function well as somebody that's coming out of some significant trauma?
Yes.
Because that is very complex.
Wow.
Can she find a stable, you know, can she set a goal? Can she find joy and finding a new purpose in life? When you have all those factors, it gets pretty exciting. Nicole and I got a chance to jump on a graduate from Las Vegas.
Yes.
Our home in Las Vegas. That's almost ironic, right? but she was a joy, and she's in her 50s. I don't know. I consider it a miracle when a woman can live as a heroin addict on the street, selling her body to meet that need and come into a home and be 15 months later healed inside.
Wow.
And it was a wow. And she couldn't even tell her own story. She would gush because she knows, like, maybe we take it for granted as Christians. She knows what grace is. Mm. She knew her situation, and now she sees what God has done for her. And it is, so we were on her virtual birthday party.
Oh, my.
And she has some adult kids there. And they're starting to get their mom back after losing her for so long. Ugh. So those are just that we aspire for that. She may want to graduate and be quiet and just kind of disappear back into a soft.
Sure, you know, understand.
She may not. She may punch out early. It's her choice with Refuge for Women. We don't. We're not the heroes. She's the hero. Mm. But we're going to do everything we can to empower her.
Yes. And, you know, that reminds me of the heart of God.
It is.
And you can punch out anytime you want. He's there continually to bring you all the way through. And I'm not saying that these people are punching out too early because it may be their time. But for you, my listening friend, God wants to heal you completely. And you may say, just heal this portion and I'll bail out. Thank you very much. He wants you to go for the whole deal, because once you go for the whole deal, you're fully empowered to bring other people to that same level.
It's true. It's where we are. It's easy to say that we are no different than the women that are in our homes.
Oh, boy.
Their life has been tragically painful.
Yes.
But if we think about the real core, I'm a dad. I've got four kids. Our family is pretty close. Mm-hmm. And I can absolutely take that for granted. And when I say take it for granted, which means God's got a standard, I can forget. I can, you know, when one of the awareness things that we, you know, I do is there's not that many men involved, and quite frankly, it's our gender that has screwed up royally right?
Yes.
From day one, which is we are not a protector and we are complacent with our position as a leader. Now, unfortunately, many men have taken that to a power play, which is equally wrong. Right. But we need to be strong and really defend our kids. We need to love them with a tender love. We don't need to bark at them.
Yes.
We need to love them, because it's what God does to us. And when our teenagers do the stupid things that our teenagers are going to do, we got to show them the grace.
Yes. Yes.
It's not an embarrassment to me. It's a reach out of grace. And so what we give a chance, we want the women that come into Refuge for Women will experience more love and grace than they've ever seen in their life. And that points directly to that future relationship with Christ.
Yes, yes, yes.
We have women that have come in and have a relationship with God.
Yeah.
Obviously torn and hurt, but they have a relationship with God. We have others that are like, I've never heard anybody talk about a relationship. I only heard fire and brimstone and judgment.
Mm.
And so as a church, our judgment level ought to be zero, and our and grace ought to be 100.
That's, listen to what's going on here, my friend. If you have that preconceived notion about the judgment of God is going to be on you unless you turn around, aren't you glad that God doesn't do that to you?
Man.
So I want you to don't go too far away, Dan, because I'm going to have you give contact information and access information and things like that in a moment. Quick thoughts, Michelle Winder, Unredacted Truth.
Yes, I just want to add to that what Dan said, because women who have been abused, and, you know, I actually started my self-defense company because I realized that the masters who were teaching me are men, and they could not relate to being a woman. God created us differently, but what I noticed is when you've been a victim, even if it was young, when you had nothing to do with it, you do question God's love. You do question love. Am I lovable?
Yes.
And sometimes we don't even realize that's how we're feeling, but that is our innate thought, is I'm not lovable. God loves everyone, but I'm not lovable. And that's huge. And I see Dan, see this whole refuge meeting that.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Michelle. Yes. Now, we've got 60 seconds left, Dan DeSager. Yeah. How do you want to use this wisely to encourage people? It's on you, and then I'll close it in the remaining seconds.
Well, I do hope people will take this emotion of this issue. This is a moral issue that this entire world agrees on. I've got... It's not politics. It's not religion. Everybody agrees this is wrong and we should do something. So I guess the question is, what do you want to do? Mm-hmm. It could be, we would be more than happy to come out and speak to your community group, to your small group, to your church, because awareness is super important. Most people say, can I volunteer? Can I take her out to dinner? Can I go take her out for yogurt? It doesn't really work that way. We do have a volunteer page, so you can sign up on that.
Yeah.
What we find is the reality is that finances is the only barrier that we have. we work really hard, and so we're a very strong financial approach.
Yes.
But it is about a $50,000 a year per resident cost.
Wow.
What I found was it's exactly the same cost that I do for my kids. You know, as a leader of the of this organ, this house, I wanted to make sure we were sound financially, and I realized, gosh, we're doing this for our daughters that we love. We could do this for others.
Yes.
And if everybody takes a little piece, we will be able to give her everything she needs for a full restoration.
Website quickly.
refugeforwomen.org/SoCal.
SoCal. My listening friend, I hope you realize that God ordained you to listen to this broadcast.
Yes.
And God has plans for you. But even beyond that, he has plans through you. What's it going to be? What's it going to look like? What's it going to sound like? You have an obligation here to be the church instead of attend a church. You have an obligation to be the church. God needed you more than ever before, and you were built for such a time as this. My listening friend, we're going to invest in this topic next week as well, dealing with this topic and how you may play a key role. Some of your favorite people are going to be on next week as well. My listening friend, our 2 hours is up. Michelle Winder, Unredacted Truth, thank you for joining in.
My blessing.
Thank you. Dan DeSager, Refuge for Women, SoCal.
No, thank you so much. This is a dark truth, but we got to deal with it.
Let's go. Let's go and let God, in Jesus' name. So Amen. Long, my friends. God bless.
Thanks for joining Kaz Taylor and his many friends, including you, for Come Together San Diego. Join us again next week as we explore what unity in the body of Christ sounds like within this county and beyond on Come Together San Diego. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell a coworker. And then let's all come together San Diego next Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m. on K-Praise.